Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's Archerpreneur episode, where every week we talk about how you can bring your creative dreams to life. I'm going to talk today about something that is related to our lives as artists and creative people, but also just related to our lives in general. I recently started a 10-week process of going to physical therapy to deal with some issues in my back. I broke one of my vertebrae when I was a kid, and over the years, it's just the muscles have really tensed up in my back, and so I'm going to help kind of relieve that tension and deal with some of those issues. As a result of that, I've been thinking a lot about the healing process. And today, I want to talk about healing as part of the process of becoming a more whole artist and ultimately a more whole human. Obviously, every week we're talking in the context of our creativity, but really this podcast is kind of applicable to any of us, regardless of where we are in our creative process or just in our lives as humans. One of the things that I've recognized over the years is that pain can certainly be a powerful tool in the creative process. So today's episode is not about sterilizing who we are as artists. It's not about living a life free from pain. In fact, that is just impossible. The thing that we'll talk about today really is about acknowledging our pain, navigating through it, and ultimately coming to the other side of our pain more whole, more complete, and dealing with the things that that we experience over the course of our lives. Whether that's something, you know, that's a pain from childhood or something that just happens in our lives on the day-to-day, whether it's a big traumatic moment or just a small little passing comment that someone made or something like that. Pain is a reality for us, and as that happens, as we experience those rough moments, it's helpful for us to know how to navigate through that. Today is in no way comprehensive, and in fact, healing in a lot of ways and learning how to heal takes a lot of time. So I want to encourage you to have patience for yourself and have grace for yourself over the course of your life and as you learn to be a more whole artist and a more whole person. So today I'm just going to talk about five things I've learned over the last few weeks going to physical therapy and what it's taught me about pain in the physical realm, but then how that translates over into our own internal lives as well. So the first idea is this: healing is often painful. In my healing process with my back, it has been painful. I've yelled a lot. Actually, the first time I walked into my physical therapist's office, there was a guy laying on the table, and the physical therapist's office is kind of like a gym, and it's pretty open, and they just work on people kind of on these tables out in the open, and there was a guy laying on the table, and she was working on a part of his body, and he was just kind of making these moans of discomfort, and I didn't necessarily know what those were until I myself laid down on the table and experienced some of the same kind of pain. And in the same way that kind of, you know, the beginnings of this physical therapy process has been painful physically, as my physical therapist has been working out some issues in my body and bending me in certain ways and dealing with certain muscles and joints and tendons, dealing with emotional things has also been painful at times. I've talked several times on the podcast about going to counseling. And in that process of dealing with our internal pain, ultimately we have to confront things that we're afraid of. There have been times in counseling where I've just been literally uncomfortable to speak out loud about the things that are in my mind and in my body and in my heart. They've been things that I've experienced so much pain around, or so much shame or guilt or accusation around, that it's even at times difficult to talk about. But one of the things I've learned is having a safe space to practice dealing with those things is really important. There's this beautiful thing that happens when we find an environment that makes us feel safe, where we can bring our pain, we can bring our trouble, we can talk about those things, and in the safety of that environment, it in some way teaches us how to say words out loud and how to look at things that maybe we haven't been looking at before. And that ultimately transforms the way that we deal with pain in our day-to-day lives and how we communicate about it with the people that we love. And although there's been pain, both in the physical process of going to physical therapy, as well as dealing with the pain of my internal life over the course of my life, I know that there's healing on the other side of both of those processes. And that healing ultimately makes me a more whole person. And it's been so valuable to experience that. The next idea that I've been thinking a lot about is the idea that what truly hurts isn't always so obvious. So when I go to physical therapy, she puts these cups on my back, and cupping is this process where they have these kind of suction things, and they put them on various muscles, and it kind of helps stretch the muscles out, and they leave them on for like 10 or 15 minutes. And ultimately, you end up with bruises on your body. They look like really round, large hickeys, essentially. And it's interesting because in the process of physical therapy, that's actually kind of the most therapeutic part. It doesn't actually hurt, even though when I walk away, it's the thing that you can actually see on my body. It looks like I'm injured. It looks like there are bruises on my body from that, even though it doesn't hurt. And in fact, the things that actually hurt on my body are mostly invisible. You can't see the muscles that are tense and, you know, ultimately lead to discomfort for most of my day. Those things are invisible. And that's true for kind of the things that we experience in our internal lives as well. The parts that are most painful are often surprising to us. Sometimes we don't even know why we hurt. We just know that we do. And there's a process of discovering the true root of why we're experiencing the things that we're experiencing. I'm literally feeling pain on my muscles and joints and tendons that I didn't even know existed as my physical therapist kind of works things out in me. There are muscles that she ends up kind of pushing on and pushing through that I didn't even know were muscles that were inside of my body. But in the healing process, she's able to find those and help navigate through them. In counseling, my counselor has said things that kind of trigger an emotional response very unexpectedly. I'll be sitting there talking about one thing, and then she'll ask me a question about something that maybe isn't intuitively associated, but will ultimately lead to an emotional response of me laughing or me crying or me being frustrated. And it's because there is an associated issue of something that actually deeply hurts that I had never made or drawn the connection to. And that's a truth for us. There are things inside of us that hurt that oftentimes we're completely unaware of, which is why this next thing is something that I've also been thinking about, is that it helps to find someone who you trust that can help. I wouldn't have any idea where to start with healing my back. But my physical therapist, when I first walked into her office, she literally just looked at me. And because of her knowledge and decades of experience and helping people deal with pains inside of their body, she knew where to start. And every time I go back, she knows where to pick up where we left off. She knows what to do next, what to work on next. The same is true for mental and emotional health. I think sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to just try to figure stuff out. And there are times where we can navigate that, but a lot of times we need help from somebody who has a lot of experience understanding what it is to heal and how we do that. Oftentimes, there are things that we've learned to ignore. I got used to the pain in my back, but I'm not meant to live with that pain in my back. The same is true for my emotional life. There are things that I've learned just to deal with because I've carried them for so long, and we integrate those as normal parts of our lives when, in truth, they aren't normal at all. They are things that we are not meant to carry. And having someone who knows how to ask the right questions is really important in helping us address the pains that we carry with us. The next idea is the fact that healing takes time. I'm not going to get to go to one session of physical therapy. I've already been to two, and my next one is tomorrow. And it'll be the third in a series of 10 weeks of physical therapy. I talk a lot on here about how much time things take. We've talked a lot about how long it takes to get good at our craft as creative people, how long it takes to build an audience, how long it takes to understand and discover our own creative voice, how long it takes to understand what we want, even as artists. And the same is true with healing. It takes time. It takes time for us to understand the healing process and to work through some of the things that have hurt us over time. One session isn't enough. It's not a magic bullet. It doesn't bring immediate and lasting relief. This is going to be a 10-week process for me. And each time, it's going to hurt in its own way. Each time I go to address some of those things, there's probably going to be a new kind of pain, a new type of pain. Which brings me to this last idea, is that healing is ultimately a skill we develop. My threshold for pain over the course of my physical therapy will change. My ability to endure pain will actually increase. The first time I felt pain as my physical therapist was working on my body, it was really acute because I had never experienced it before. I didn't know exactly what it was going to or supposed to feel like. And as we make greater strides, my threshold for pain and my expectation for what it's going to feel like to move through the healing process is actually increasing. And over time, I'll also, because of that, be able to make greater strides. Learning how to heal is a skill in and of itself. So that's one of the beautiful parts about healing, is that it's not just about healing the one issue, but as we learn to heal in one area of our lives, we're actually learning a brand new skill. That skill being learning how to heal in and of itself. With counseling, I've gotten better at learning the language for how I feel. And as we learn that vocabulary, it gives us the ability to understand what's happening inside of us. We might have words like happy or sad, and we might know what those feel like, and we might be able to use them. But there are so many emotions. There are so many feelings that we carry with us. And it actually takes time for us to understand how we associate how we feel with the language of how we feel. It really is literally learning a new language. And it's cumulative knowledge that builds up a new set of skills over time, in the same way we would be able to learn a language. When you learn a language, you start out with the basics. That would be like understanding how, you know, we feel happy and we feel sad and what words to associate with that. As we continue to learn a language, our vocabulary expands and we begin to understand how to conjugate verbs and form sentences. And I think a lot of times we have an expectation of ourselves that we should be able to navigate our emotional lives with ease because it's just something that we've lived with for our entire lives. But honestly, it takes a high level of effort to learn the language of our emotional lives. And as we learn that language, it gives us the tools and ability to develop the skill of learning how to heal. And I think these five things are things that I've been thinking about a lot through physical therapy as well, but have been things that I've learned through the process of going to counseling and learning how to heal from some trauma of my past in general. Those ideas, healing is often painful. What truly hurts isn't always so obvious. It helps to find someone who you trust to help. Healing takes time, and healing is a new skill we all have to develop. Having pain is nothing to be ashamed of. We all have pain, and most of the time we were not people who had much say in whether or not we experienced that pain. As we were growing up as kids, there were a lot of circumstances that are out of our control. In relationships, we don't always have control. In fact, we never have control over how other people speak or respond or act, behave. And we, as humans, navigate the world in some way affected by those decisions of other people. But one of the things that we do have the ability to do is to navigate through the process of learning how to heal. And why is healing important? Every time that physical therapist does the painful work, and every time I stand up from that table, I can physically feel the healing taking place. My lower back, where the pain usually sits, is more limber. I have greater range of motion. And literally, even in these last two appointments, tomorrow number three, my posture is different. And by the end of the 10 weeks, I'll stand differently, and I'll sit differently, and I'll walk differently, because it's a process of learning how to heal that happens over the course of time. You're going to be more whole. That's one of the best benefits. In addition to that, you're going to help others be more whole as well. As artists, our creativity is a tool to help people feel. We have the ability to feel pain and then write songs or paint pictures or tell stories or take photographs that in some way embody those moments of pain. And it's not about ignoring our pain. It's about experiencing our pain and understanding it fully and creating from those places. But in the same way, we have the ability to help people feel vicariously through our art. We can also help them heal. And as we learn to heal, and as we develop those skills, and as we become more whole as artists and as humans, it gives us the ability to create art that leads people on that healing path as well. And I really want that for you. I really want you to live a life of wholeness. And I want that for me. I want to live a life of wholeness. And ultimately, I also want that for each of the people who encounters the work that we create, that we have the ability to help them understand how they feel and lead them through the process of being more whole. As always, it's such an honor to spend time with you. Thanks for hanging out, and I hope this podcast episode has been really valuable to you. Hit me up on Instagram at Cole Neesmith, C-O-L-E-N-E-S-M-I-T-H. Of course, follow at Archerpreneur Podcast on Instagram as well, where every week we deliver some helpful content to continue to encourage you to implement the practices that we talk about on every episode each week. And if you would, also go on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. From what I hear, that helps people discover the podcast. Appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing week. And if there are things that you're walking through in your own life, I'd love to hear from you. So send me a DM on Instagram. Until next week, have a wonderful whole week.